This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The University Galleries in Uptown Normal presents Illuminance 2015-17, Works by artist Dennis French. Gallery director Barry Blinderman was eager to showcase French's new work, sculptures that incorporate light, which harken back to a first series of similar works which were created in the late 80s and early 90s. After wrapping up a big on-site commission for a client that took about a year and a half of Dennis French's time, the artist was looking for something new to create. And then a light bulb went on. Literally.
Because I had done lighting in the past and really enjoyed it, and because of the new technology available, LEDs, in other words, I decided to start pursuing that idea, and I started making some prototypes, sketching out ideas, working with some prototypes, trying to figure out what would work best for what I wanted to do as lenses, meaning the material that would actually take the light, diffuse it, make it into the lamp that it is. And that was always kind of the issue in the past. If you're not a glass blower and you don't want to use a traditional lampshade, you have to come up with these creative ideas on how to diffuse that light. And so the first one aren't in this group. They're all gone. They sold. But they were a little more traditional in that they used a lot of wood. Mm-hmm. And there was a pair that took a long time to build, and there was not a right angle in them, and I called them the Evil Twins. They're in the catalog. You can look at them later. You can see them. But, yeah, they're not in this show. But the first of the ones that were using this, what is called Soji paper, and it's sold online by a mom-and-pop business up in Madison, Wisconsin called eSoji. It's a traditional Soji paper that's been laminated, and so it's highly durable.
You say you like working with light. Why? What is it about light?
Well, light has a lot of metaphors. I'd rather be in the light than the dark, most of the time anyway. Now, light, like I said, I mean, I've done illuminance before, and light, the way that we can, as human beings, can work with light to give an ambience, a certain kind of ambience to our environment. That's mainly how I look at these, is an ambient light. You're not going to sit down at the drafting table with one of these. They're an ambient light that is also, I think, sculpture. And I'll leave that definition up to Barry, but I do believe that most of these could be construed as functional sculpture.
Well, Barry, tell me why you wanted to show these new works by Dennis here at the University Galleries.
Dennis had called me to make a studio visit, and I saw really virtually most of these, if not all, plus the earlier ones that he'd been talking about. I was just really impressed, and I said, let's think about a small show, and I thought it would be an excellent summer show. I do see them as sculptures that incorporate light. I think there's only one piece, and that's the flight that's hanging from the ceiling that even anywhere near resembles a lighting fixture that you would find somewhere else.
You know, it's funny because I looked at it and it made me think of some of the early attempts at flying machines,
yeah,
that people made.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, that's...
I had Orville and Wilbur in mind a little bit there.
But even that one, really, I mean, I kind of challenged somebody to find a light fixture that looks like that. So this tension between the functional and the aesthetic is really on an even keel. You can think of them in both ways. In fact, I really like the architectural aspects. Really looks like a tall building. These have almost a transportation, old stagecoach metaphor going on, and the spiral relates to Vladimir Tatlin's constructivist tower. And the blue, though, that blue-purple light is just so intense and affecting in both these pieces. So I like how also at night we can leave them on and people can see some of the reflections in here.
So, Dennis, you said that technology, changes in technology, have impacted how you're proceeding with these, mm-hmm, sculptures.
That's right.
Tell me how the technology changed how it was you were able to create?
Well, the ones I made in 89 through 91, I think, most of them utilized 12-volt technology, but back then you had these real heavy-duty transformers for that, and your light, your source, was anything you could find that was 12-volt. And usually what I found were 12-volt lights from automobiles, but they're incandescent. The dome lights, for instance, they have a bayonet connection, what's called a bayonet connection, and they run very hot. And
you certainly couldn't use paper with that.
No, not at all. And they can't come very close to anything because they're so hot. LED technology is just so much different. I'm using, for the most part, LED ribbons, which are composed of what are called SMDs on a conductive strip.
Somebody could use actually as under cabinet lighting
in the
kitchen.
That's exactly how it's being used for the most part. Architects are making great use of it now. You're seeing LED light everywhere you go, hidden. It's so ambient sometimes you don't even know it's there, but it's there. And it's very easy to hide. It's very easy to run. You just have to know a little bit about circuitry.
Barry, does art like this, these are things we can have in our lives that can not only be beautiful, but they can be useful. How much does art influence retail design in something like lamps?
Oh, a lot. I think that art in general influences design, graphic design, product design, advertising, and I think by the same token, advertising and product design and other commercial areas of design affect art. It's a continuum. I'd say it's a continuous aesthetic spectrum that goes back and forth. I think that people are looking at creative work everywhere, and when someone who's working with lighting for industrial lighting sees something like this, it's like, wow, I didn't think about using that paper before. This is great. And I'm sure when Dennis walks around and looks at, you must be looking at other lighting fixtures just to get an idea of the playing field. What can I do that's different? What's great, as I mentioned before, though, is just how different these are from what I've seen in the art and industry or industrial lighting places that mostly I've seen in New York and Chicago, that these are very distinctive. It's a great symmetry that we're able to show this second series, kind of like the Illuminance Redux, and after showing the first set of these so long ago in 89, it's like 28 years since we've done a one-person Dennis French show. And here we are again.
When people buy your works, Dennis, how do you hope people live with your works?
Well, I'll tell you a good example of that. This is the second show I've had in 2 months. The other one was in Decatur at the Madden Art Center, and it was a big one. There's a few of these lamps that were in the Decatur show, and there was also the rest of the Biedermeier clocks that I hadn't sold yet. Okay, so there were 25, 26 pieces in this very big space. It was a beautiful show. And I sold some work out of there. One of them, it had a leaded glass kind of pyramidal lens on it on top, lampshade. And the gentleman and his wife lived in Decatur on Milliken Place, that little place where some of those Frank Lloyd Wright style buildings are. And they had an arts and crafts home that was just beautiful. They were major collectors, and they wanted me to bring it over after the day that we closed the show down, crate it up, took it over, put it where it was supposed to be, where they wanted it, and they were just ecstatic. It looked like it had been there forever. So that's the kind of client that you hope buys your work, that they're really going to be engaged with it. It's going into an environment in which it looks like it was meant to be there. They were happy. They were so happy when I left. I was happy.
So when people come in to view this show, what do you hope they take away?
I just hope people take away the fact that good art can be found, it can have a place in home. I think seeing these kind of functional sculptures should help them view it in a different perspective and say, this is something I could have in my home.
Well, I think people that see this show will be drawn like moths to flame. And I think it's going to be one of our most accessible shows. And I'm just getting illuminated just standing here.
You couldn't resist it, could you?
No.
My man.
That's artist Dennis French and University Galleries director Barry Blinderman. Illuminance is currently up and continues through the summer. I'm Laura Kennedy.